Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. The application period for Kentucky's on-farm energy efficiency incentive program is now underway. Bill McCloskey, Deputy Executive Director for the Governor's Office of Ag Policy.
That's correct, Mike. The Ag Development Board has committed $400,000 to offer the on-farm energy efficiency program for 2017. So our first deadline will be the last Friday in March, and then a second round of application or funding will be the last Friday in July.
A significant part of the process, as McCloskey, is an independent energy audit. They work closely with UK Extension's Doug Overholtz in assisting farmers in that process.
But we're looking for an energy audit, what the energy savings are going to be, and what the payback is on the project. And those are the two things that we score projects as far as the competitive nature of the process.
The grant could be for 50% of a project up to $10,000. They've had greenhouse projects, dairy, grain drying, and increasingly in poultry facilities.
So we have poultry barns that are, some of them are as old as 15 years, and so they're starting to need some upgrades. Insulation, heaters, fans, tunnel doors, those are some examples.
The application is available online at agpolicy.ky.gov. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, the steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It's a calling.
It's a
way of
life.
That's the natural progression,
yeah.
You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Bill McCloskey says increasingly dairy farmers are getting in on these energy efficiency grants.
Technology out there today is available on variable speed vacuum pumps that can result in energy savings, tankless water heaters, on-demand water heaters, upgrade to the cooling system.
Relative to the required energy audit, McCloskey says a contact with a local extension office can be mighty handy.
And I normally will contact the extension agent when I'm in their county and doing these farm visits. So I like to get the extension agents involved so that they understand what's more about the program and how it can benefit other farmers in their county.
He encourages early application. Details available online at agpolicy.ky.gov. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.